Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Chelsea Pites and I'm excited that you are here to join me once again. If you are new to the show, thanks for checking me out. I'd love to connect with you on the gram, which is where I spend the majority of my time. You can find me by my name at chelsea.pites. And yes, there are a whole bunch of cool freebies, courses, tutorials, and all the things in my link in bio. Let me know if you are a listener of the show and send me a DM. I'd love to chat with you. Okay, today is going to be a show dedicated to the most common questions that I have been getting recently as I am speaking and as I am coaching. If you don't already know, I am a keynote speaker and I travel a lot. In fact, I'm heading to Pittsburgh in just a few hours. Next week, I'm going to Park City and I've been, I don't know, three or four cities each week prior to that since the beginning of the year. So I get a lot of opportunity to connect with all different kinds of real estate humans. Real estate humans who are just starting out, who are coming back after a pause from their real estate business, people who've been in the industry for decades. So I love that I'm able to talk to so many different people with different lived experiences. And the funny thing is that the majority of those people, these humans, all share the same limiting beliefs and have very similar questions. Now, I have talked about this content and these questions before, so I'm going to give you a lesson within a lesson. It is so important to continue to remix and repeat and recycle topics because even though I made a podcast about this exact topic probably a year ago, people are going to miss it. They could be in the wrong place at the wrong time, or maybe they're just not ready for that message in their life, or maybe they just didn't listen to it or didn't see it, which sometimes I know we feel like, oh, I don't want to be annoying. I've already talked about that, or I've already made a podcast or a post about this topic, so I need to come up with something new. You can always have a little bit of a different twist on something, but I cannot tell you how important it is to repeat yourself, repeat yourself, repeat yourself. And I was one of those people who said, I have to be original every single time. So I am uniquely qualified to tell you this lesson because I didn't listen to it for many, many years. Okay, the first question that I want to tackle that actually came up yesterday in the Real Estate Content Accelerator coaching program is which platform should I be on or which platform is the best? Because in the program, which is a 5-week live coaching program, we talk about focusing on one platform. And the strategies that we teach are never platform specific because platforms come and go. There's always something that will be coming up in the future. So when we're coaching, our goal is to really give you solid foundational strategies that you can then take into any platform because there's going to be a new platform, I'm sure, in the future. And so the idea of which platform, the reason we bring that up is because let's be honest, we can't be everywhere all the time. I do this for a living and I would be absolutely burned out. I don't have a full-time staff person to be posting me everywhere. I certainly could not conceive of being able to communicate, comment, and engage thoughtfully and with meaning on multiple platforms. I'd be doing that literally all day long. So what I always say is this, you need to have your website on each one of these platforms. And I say website because when I think of LinkedIn or Instagram or YouTube or even a podcast, you want to reserve your name, your brand. You want to have a complete and optimized profile. And yes, it would be ideal if when people go to that profile, and I'm coaching myself here because it's been a long while since I've been posting on LinkedIn, and that's not a good look for me because if somebody is on LinkedIn, yes, they want to see that you have a complete profile, but if they're an active user, they want to know that you're also showing up there. And I haven't shown up there in a while. So all of that to say, I do need to improve my structure, my strategy. I need to improve my time blocking as well. But I'm also giving myself some grace because I've been focusing on creating new platforms, new programs, new keynotes, and I'm only one person. But I also like to say you can have a favorite platform. And normally when I'm coaching people, it generally seems that Facebook is where people have been spending the majority of their lives on social because it's one of the oldest ones there. So that makes sense, right? And one of the coaching students said yesterday, you know what, I kind of just don't feel aligned with Facebook anymore. And I really want to get into Instagram. And my goal here and my signing up for coaching is to really push me out of my comfort zone and start using Instagram. And it doesn't matter whatever that is, TikTok, YouTube, any platform. What I always tell people is, are you staying in a platform or deciding that this platform is the one that you want to be focusing on only because you don't like change? None of us like change. And the idea that you have to relearn things and it's overwhelming, because when I think of going to Instagram when I was used to Facebook and now I have to learn all of these different components, which can feel overwhelming. Number one, you don't have to learn all of the different components right away. The same interface that's on Instagram, meaning you're going to talk to people through some sort of direct message, there's an inbox, that's across every platform. So you already know how to do that. You're going to create content. Well, that is across every single platform. The bare minimum is a photo and maybe some text. And so putting TikTok out of this category, because it is all video, you know how to do that. So this idea of, ugh, I don't want to go over to TikTok because my clients aren't there. I don't want to go to Instagram because my clients aren't there. That's a limiting belief, because your tribe can be found wherever you are. And so there are little nuances that you could look at. For example, I could say, well, I prefer Instagram because it has a recommendation algorithm that is pushing my content out to new people. Whereas on Facebook, it hasn't really caught up with that yet. It's generally a more closed system of people that I know in real life. So that's just my personal reason that I like to be on Instagram as well. But my question to you is, as your coach, as your by proxy coach here, are you hesitant to go to another platform because you don't like change? Because you know there's going to be a learning curve and you don't want to take the time to do it. Just like anything else on the planet that you had to learn, there was a learning curve, right? So if you're saying, okay, you know, you've got a point, I feel like you're speaking to me, so I'm going to challenge you. Now, if you're brand new to social media and you've never really kind of gone in all in on one anyway, then pick the one that you think is going to have the most clients on it or you feel most comfortable with. But if you've just been doing it because you've been doing it, that is different. And if you're new to social, I don't want you to expand into multiple places. However, if you have been on Facebook since the beginning of time and you still haven't gotten onto TikTok or you still haven't gotten onto Instagram, it's likely because you feel comfortable there and you know how to use that platform already. So now's the time to branch out into another one. Generally speaking, I like to recommend ultimately two, maybe three platforms. And even though I recommend two or three platforms, I am not spending equal amount of time on all of those. So you can find your favorite one as well. So first question, which platform is better? I would ask you, is it because you don't like change and you don't want to have the learning curve? Or are you really confused about, is one better than the other? Because I'm here to say that with some exceptions like YouTube versus the rest of the socials, the strategies are pretty similar. Social media is a vehicle, not a destination. It is a way to talk to people at scale and share your face and your voice at scale. They have little differences and nuances, but pretty much by and large, that's what they all do. They're all search engines now as well. The next question that I get every single time I am on stage or in a coaching call is, well, I have two accounts and I've been using them and I just, you know, should I use a business account? Should I keep it separate? At the end of the day, this is ultimately your choice. If you prefer to have two separate accounts because you are not burnt out by growing two totally separate accounts. But if you are thinking of, oh, well, I should separate business and personal, and I'm kind of a private person and I don't really want to share my family, you can still be personal and not be private. You get to determine those boundaries. If you don't want to include your family photos, absolutely, you don't have to. But guess what? You can still talk about the fact that you have a family in your Instagram stories. I do that a lot where I talk about my husband, we call him BP, and he's my co-star, but he's not in a lot of the actual videos. There are ways that you can talk about who is in your life and who these co-stars are without necessarily making them the star of the show. You decide what you want to share with the public at large. And so the idea that you have to separate business and personal doesn't really line up in a 2023 world, because I would challenge you and say, who do you want to work with? Do you want to work with somebody that has empathy, that has integrity, that has compassion? Well, all of those are uniquely human, friends. And being human on social media is going to resolve many of your frustrations that you have been having. And I've talked about this in another podcast as well, is the main reason you're frustrated with social media is because you're probably showing up very differently in an online environment and doing things that you would never, ever, ever do. In fact, think would be rude in an offline environment. Like saying, oh, I'm just going to outsource this because I don't have time, is like me trying to call my neighbor and have them go to my kiddo's baseball game on Friday because I don't want to go. How's my kiddo going to feel when he looks over and he sees that I'm not there? You can't outsource all the things. You can outsource a lot of things, but you can't outsource your face, your personality, your perspective, and your voice. Or if you say, yeah, I really just don't like seeing myself on camera. Okay, let's talk about why you may not be liking what you see on camera. And I'll be doing in another podcast, the mismatch, the ick, the camera cringe topic. And I'll talk about that. I'll give you a little kind of insight into it in just a second, because it's on my list of things to talk about, but not necessarily in that capacity. So it's important that people build trust with you through technology. And what you'll probably find out, and you'll be nodding your head saying, oh, here she goes again, speaking directly to me. And there's no shame at all. Like, listen, if you have two accounts on Instagram, I blame Facebook, because Facebook made us have two accounts. It made us have the personal and then the business page. And if you have a business page, like most people, you probably don't get a lot of engagement on it. And that's not your fault. They ran out of room in the feed. They can only show so much content. And so then you pay to play to get your business posts, shown. And then you put only business stuff on there, like listings. And then you're like, oh, this isn't any fun. And this doesn't get any engagement. And when you know that going in, you don't really want to do it. So you just kind of put something up, and it becomes a cycle. The same thing happens in Instagram. If you have a real estate account only versus an account with you as the human being, with your interests, hobbies, personality, etc., you're going to end up feeling the same way about that business account. So if you do have two, totally fine. You don't have to delete one of them. Unfortunately, you can't merge them. What I would recommend is that you start making your content 100% human. You're the product, not the house. You can show the house and you, and you don't always have to be there on site to take photos or videos. You can put your photo in the carousel post that also features interior shots and exterior shots of the home. The goal is that we want to hear your voice. We want you to storytell about the house itself or something that happened that you weren't expecting in that transaction. How you helped your clients. Storytelling, humanity is so important. And my new favorite phrase that I will be sharing this year is, I don't help humans with real estate problems. I help realtors with human problems. And this kind of goes back to what I was talking about, showing up digitally versus physically. You know, this concept that social media and marketing is not real life, that we've got to change that, because when I am live with you on Instagram, that's real life. If I'm on a Zoom with you, that's real life. Is it as good as being in the same room with someone? Of course not. Nobody is going to say that. But what I will say is that it's not going away. And there are so many things that happen that we don't even know are happening. It's unconscious. The way that our brain connects with someone's micro expressions, their smile, their tone, their face, familiarity has been scientifically proven to lead to likability, which I personally think falls into like building that trust category. But if you're only posting and it's never showing you and it's only a template with a logo, those become unpaid ads. I can't connect or feel empathy from that type of post. So I've got a whole podcast about that, but I will come back and make a new one for you as well. If you want more on this, send me a DM and let me know. So the next topic here is teleprompter and scripts. So this is, I recently made a reel about this, and I wanted to be very careful in my wording because I don't want people to read a headline and think that what I'm saying is that you should never script, you should never read from a teleprompter. Those are really incredible tools. And I do a ton of scripting. Full disclosure, I've never read from a teleprompter. I would like to try it. But my business partner, Giselle Ugardi, was in the entertainment industry. And I know that she personally has told me that it has taken her years to really be able to effortlessly read a teleprompter and also emote while reading it, because it's different parts of our brains, right? And we honestly don't write like we talk. We also don't read like we talk. So what happens is our brain sort of knows if you have a script in front of you and you're reading from it, we just can't help it. We read differently than we talk, a different pace, etc. You know how that goes. And in the video, in this short video, I suggested that one of the reasons you might feel what I call camera cringe is there is a mismatch, a lack of alignment between who you know you are as a human being, the real you, and who you are seeing on that video. And sometimes you might feel like that's definitely us, but it just doesn't feel like me. It just looks a little bit robotic. I didn't realize that my face looked like that. I look like I'm sad. And so one of the things that I coach on is, why is that happening? It could be because if you're memorizing a script and it's sentences long and you're trying to get that done in one take, well, it's a different part of your brain. And so you can lose this connection in the eye contact. And then when you watch it back, you're kind of like, that looks like me. You might not even know what's happening, but your brain feels discomfort because it knows something is a little bit off. And when you have that discomfort, it makes it less appealing to make another video. Also, you know, if you are reading, it might not sound like you, or you might have a tonality challenge where it's like one tone because we read differently than we talk and have more of a melody in our voice when we're talking. And so also, if you don't know who you're talking to, that can be a challenge, because when you know exactly who you're talking to, you don't need a script, right? Or if you know your topic really well, you don't necessarily need a script. And, you know, one of the big things that I struggled with was feeling as though to be taken seriously and viewed as an authority in the space, that I was going to have to show up in a specific persona or version of myself, that I would see other people that I thought were successful in making videos and that I had to show up like them. So that is what I was talking about. And a lot of people ask me questions about, should I script? Should I read from a teleprompter? Absolutely. Try it all, because these are great tools. I still script. I like actually type out what I'm going to say. And one of the tips that I've given before that can help with that stress is I will read the sentence and I work really hard on making it sound like I talk. That's probably the hardest part of scripting. And then I will look at it. I will record that one sentence in one clip and then take a break, refresh, look down at sentence number two. So sometimes if I need to really script something because I have a short amount of time and I want to make sure that it makes sense and I'm hitting all of these points and I don't want to ramble because I'm making a reel or something short, that is when I will script it. When I come here onto my podcast, I have no script because this is a longer format and we're having conversation. So I do the scripting usually when I have a time barrier. So I would definitely recommend trying it. I have scripted many, many pieces of my content. Like I said, I haven't tried reading a teleprompter, but I have great friends that I've had on the podcast that absolutely thrive and love it and could not imagine recording content in any other way and have gotten a lot of practice with it as well. So if you are feeling the camera cringe, I would recommend maybe trying either the one sentence by one sentence or just try recording without any script. It doesn't mean you have to post it, but I want you to look at the differences between how your micro expressions are, how your body language is. And you will find likely that you are aligning more with your recorded self and the real you. Those are the main questions that I continue to receive over and over and over again. And so I thought it was very much worth the time to dedicate a podcast to them once again. And I also would love to field your questions for a future podcast. If you have any questions that I can answer that you'd like me to dive deep into, please send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know that you came from the show and drop your question there. Don't forget that there are so many great freebies, downloads, and free courses. I also have my paid course, Real Estate School, R-E-E-L, Real Estate School, the school for reals for any real estate human. And also, if you want to check out my coaching program, Real Estate Content Accelerator, with my co-coach, Giselle Ugarte, all of that information is in my link in bio. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Bye.